This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, Graham Gressis, hunter extraordinaire. And we're just talking about businesses, and we've talked to you about this a little bit, Graham. This year and how busy it's been, and in a good way. I haven't asked you this though. How many kids do you think? Not a number, I guess, but just in general, a general sense, have been introduced to the great outdoors this year that maybe wouldn't have been because dad or mom were too busy in years past, but had a chance to get out and enjoy it, and maybe it would be the beginnings of a long relationship with the outdoors. Did you see that a lot, or has it mainly been adults that are just trying to get out that you end up guiding?
You know, I think we've seen, that's a good question, I think we've seen a pretty good push of kids that are maybe at home where, you know, maybe mom and dad have been meaning to get them out and they just haven't, and they've kind of made it more of a priority this year. So definitely, we've definitely seen a good number of youth hunters out this year.
And when they get out, are some of them amazed by what they're seeing?
Yeah, for sure. You know, sometimes I think, you know, the those of us that have been doing it for a while kind of take for granted, you know, what it's like just to have a bird come in. You know, a lot of times we're kind of, you know, disappointed if we don't get into that good shoot every day. And there's just, you know, it's kind of refreshing to have, you know, a new hunter out that thinks it's awesome just to be shooting at anything or just seeing birds, you know. That's, you know, that's a lot of fun. And the excitement that you see and, you know, you hear in their voice when those birds come in and they stand up to shoot. And it's pretty great.
What's the proper way to introduce kids so that you don't overwhelm them or get them too cold or get them in a slough where it's over their hip boots and they're wet? All those things are, you know, there's so many things that go into, you know, I think about things that I've experienced. You know, making sure that they can see is important, that they can see what you're trying to do, that they can see the decoys and they see the ducks and they see conceptually what you're trying to do, that they're not just sitting down and hiding and, you know, they never even know what it looks like. What are some of the keys to making sure that it's an enjoyable hunt for a kid? Because the opposite of that is they're not coming back, so you do have to be careful at this age.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we had our own kid last week. We got our own kids out. And
yes, you did.
My wife came out. Yep. My wife came out and our kids came out, and we have five, so we have a pretty good crew. And you know, the younger ones, we kind of let them, you know, we had a lot of snacks. Snacks, I would say, are pretty critical to a successful youth hunt. You know, I think the big thing is you do have to kind of control the situation a little bit. You know, last week was pretty cold, but we were hunting in our pits, you know, which for us, it's maybe not a little bit different than your everyday hunter. So we were able to have the heaters going and keeping them comfortable. But just, you know, being there, being around birds, seeing the birds work, that, you know, that really, it doesn't take much to get them excited. I mean, they've just seen the birds and, you know, listening to the calls and, you know, like we were hunting geese in the pits, maybe you give them a flag and let them flag a little bit and tell them when to do that. You know, they feel a part of the hunt that way. You know, you definitely don't want to, you know, stick them in the middle of a slough waist deep in water where they can't move and it's freezing cold and they get a leak in their waders. And, you know, that's just not going to be a successful trial for them. And I think one of the big things is, like, what we do with our kids is, you know, when we tell them, like, we're coming out here to hunt. And the hunt's going to be done you know, when mom and dad say, okay, the hunt is done. You know, it's like we are going to be here and we're going to enjoy this and we're not going to ask, you know, when it's over or when it's done. You know, we're here hunting as a family and we, you know, when the hunt's done, mom and dad will say and that's it. So, you know, I think just kind of letting those kids know, like, how this morning is going to go, I think that goes a long way with them as well.
And part of it is trying to find out, I mean, don't allow, I mean, some of them are trying to please mom and dad, too. So if you get cold, tell us you're cold, right? Because you don't want them to be out there and then and trying to please you.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And that's, you know, that's on us as parents as well to kind of know, you know, a lot of times, Mike, I mean, you know, I go out and hunt. I'm dressed up in gear. You know, I'm probably wearing $2,000 worth of gear to the field. You know, the kids' gear that we send them out in, you know, snow pants are about $15 and their coat's probably $25 and their boots are probably $10. You know, they're not really set up for the type of things that we hunt in this time of year. So, you know, you do have to make sure that they're comfortable and they're not freezing their butt off and their toes are okay. And that's definitely part of it.
Now, you have seen, and obviously some of that changes because you're talking about early in the year to late in the year. Right now we're talking about late in the year. Early in the year is many times the right time to introduce a kid to the outdoors, right? Because let them grasp it without having to think about that in early October.
Yeah, I would definitely say, you know, September, October is a little more ideal than kind of mid to late November for getting kids out the first time, especially if you're not going to be in like a pit situation or where you've got heaters. That obviously really helps if you've got kids.
And you and you got plenty of heaters, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got lots of heaters, yeah.
Now,
the propane bill is extensive this
year. In a good way, because it doesn't get used unless somebody's out there hunting. Now, you sent me a picture this last week of a duck hunt. You actually invited me, so you got to come out. I know that they're there. I knew you knew something was there, because you wouldn't have told me if you didn't know. And you were right, man. Yeah. All I saw was greenheads in the picture.
Yeah, that was a fun hunt.
What was it like? What was it? Was it early on? Was it, when did they come? What was the key?
You know, it's been a little iffy with when the birds have been feeding. We had cloud cover and we had a good wind. We had a good south wind at about 10 to 13 miles an hour. And the birds started feeding pretty much right away. I think they cut into our first flock at maybe 7:30, 8 o'clock. And what's interesting is the birds were coming out. And I always tell our clients, I always try and educate them, with, especially when you field hunt mallards, there are times when you field hunt mallards where sometimes those ducks will come out just to, like, they'll literally just come out to spin the field. You'll see them do that a lot.
They'll just look it over, you mean?
Yeah, they'll just spin down, and they'll spin it, and they'll spin it, and they'll spin it, and they'll look like they'll touch down, but they never do, and then they go back to the water. And that's kind of what we had a lot of the birds early doing, is they were looking, you know, they'd kind of spin, and they'd spin. And we'd cut into some, and it was okay. And then at about 9:30, you could tell that it was time to eat. And then we started getting those big mobs of mallards that come in, and they were touching down. You know, they were landing basically right on top of those spinning wing decoys. And then it got pretty wild for 30 minutes. And then it slowed down again, and we had some ducks left to shoot. And we took a little break for lunch, came back out, and then, you know, 12:30, back those ducks came ready to feed, and then we racked out the rest of the limit, and then we were done.
So is there, I mean, if it's temperatures like they are right now, where it's, you know, low 40s right around there, yeah, is it crack of dawn? Is it all day? Is it what in the fields if it's right?
Kind of all day. Like today, for example, I'm out in western Minnesota. We're right off the refuge. Actually, we got Rob Burrell out here. He told me to say hi.
Oh, no, you got Rocket Rob with you?
I do, yeah. Yeah, he's out here with a group of their buddies. They come out with us every year. I can't tell you any of the stories, but they're...
No, and tell him I never thought that he needed a guide, so I'm kind of disappointed, okay?
I'll do that. So anyway, today was sunny and clear, and, you know, we saw maybe, you know, there's a pretty significant amount of fowl on Lac Parle Refuge right now. There was maybe 50 birds that left this morning. And then tonight we waited, and we had about a 20-minute flight, and that's all we got today. You know, the birds just didn't leave to feed until about 20 minutes before sundown. And we were able to cut into a couple flocks, but it's just, you know, every day is different. You know, clouds, like the forecast that we have, like tomorrow's probably going to be pretty slow in the morning, probably going to be an afternoon feed. And then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we've got some moisture rolling in. Might have some snow, might have some rain. Then those birds will definitely be rolling in the morning, probably 8:30, 9 o'clock.
So you can almost, if the birds are in the area, you can kind of, you, meaning you because you've done this so much, can kind of set your watch to some of this stuff and anticipate pretty accurately.
Yeah, you know, based on the weather patterns, but some days they surprise you, you know, and that's why it's one of those things right now you typically don't have to be out there right at legal shooting light. That's unless you've got, you know, just really nasty conditions. You really just don't need, you know, usually 7:30, 8 o'clock, you kind of want to be in the blind and set up and ready for them by then, because usually, you know, on those early morning days, it's going to be 8:30, 9 o'clock before they're coming out to feed.
Okay, so for some people, that, I mean, that's welcome news, because you go, maybe I don't need to, you know, get up at 3 in the morning here. I can still have a good shoot, especially right now. We don't have as much going on. You don't need to be at fear sitting in a blind all day, because you probably don't have to get to a youth tournament or anything else later that day.
Correct. Yep. Yep. And, you know, a lot of days the afternoon right now is the time to be there. You know, a lot of times starting at 2 o'clock until sundown, that's kind of prime time. So it just depends.
And the goose hunting, you're mainly hunting ducks right now, right? Or is it a combo?
Combo, yep, definitely both. We didn't see much, but there's a lot of ducks in western Minnesota. They didn't feed real hard today, but we're setting up for ducks and geese on pretty much every set that we run right now.
And you got the spinners out and you're ready to go, huh?
Chopping, yeah. We ran, Mike, today we ran probably 900 decoys in the set.
Wow. Wow, that's a nice set.
Yeah,
that's a nice set. Hey, can people find these videos on thegeesefearus.com? Can they find some of them from just this last week? What do you got on there?
Yeah, so you can. We don't have any new. It's harder for us to post the new videos on our website, but they can definitely, if they go on Instagram and Facebook and just follow us, Maxed Out Guides. We've got some videos that we've taken right from the field this week of, you know, big wads of mallards coming in and honkers coming in. So there's definitely lots of good stuff out there.
All right. I'll be in touch with you tomorrow about Sunday, okay?
Yep. Sounds good, bud.
All right. Have fun out there and don't believe anything Rob says, but tell him I want to see some video and picture proof. Not just pictures either. Like, you know, he might be with other ducks. I want to see him shooting.
Yeah, Rob is definitely a fan of that afternoon flight.
Especially after another couple hours, whatever he's doing right now.
100%.
All right. 100%. Thank you so much. Always appreciate it, Graham.
All right. See you, bud. Bye.
Yep. Geesefearus.com is the website, Maxed Out Guides.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.